We're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Nolan Yaremko. He is from Spirit River, plays hockey at Mount Royal University down in Calgary. And I guess the first question I got for you today, Nolan, is that, you know, the Canadian universities weren't really able to play a whole lot of, you know, sports last year because of COVID going around. How good is it to be back playing hockey again this season?
Yeah, it's been awesome. I mean, that was kind of a little long haul there without having any games, but we got some good practice in last year, and our team looks a lot different from, I guess, last when we touched the ice there 2 years ago. So it's been awesome here. Yeah, just to play some games and be with the guys again on the ice, it's been awesome.
And before you went to Mount Royal University, you played a few years in the Western Hockey League with the Tri-City Americans. How was that like for you?
It was awesome. I didn't really know, kind of being from Spirit River, getting drafted to a team down in the States, wasn't really sure what it would kind of look like. But I'm very grateful for my time there, all the people there, and the amount of good players that came through that program. It was something special. So I'm very fortunate to have been able to play in Tri-City, and I really enjoyed my time there. It's a great organization.
And getting back to what you're doing nowadays at Mount Royal University, I understand you're studying for a business major. I guess what made you decide to do that, and how's that been going for you?
Yeah, it's been going good. I actually just declared a finance major last year. It's been going well, and honestly, there wasn't much really else I wanted to do here at Mount Royal, and I kind of took a couple business classes as soon as I got here, and I really enjoyed kind of the finance and accounting side of it, so I ultimately chose finance, and it's been going great. I mean, there's great professors here that help you out, and I've been learning a lot, so I can't complain at all.
Now, when it comes to when you were sort of growing up in Spirit River, what were kind of your, sort of your main hockey influences there in the community?
I think, honestly, my older brother. We grew up playing. We're 2 years apart, so I got to play with him sometimes, I guess, once every couple of years. And honestly, the Spirit River Rangers growing up, it feels like they're in the NHL when you're a little kid. So just seeing some older players playing, it was a great community for it. And I had a lot of friends that played, so we really kind of got in it together. And, yeah, I would just say my older brother would probably be the biggest influence, always trying to keep up with him and, yeah, see where he went.
And we know sometimes hockey players can be kind of creatures of habit a bit, especially when it comes to getting ready for games. Now, when it comes to you, what's kind of sort of the pregame routine you go through before every game?
Yeah, sometimes we have morning ice, so sometimes we hit the ice in the morning and then have a little lunch and a little bike and stretch. And, I kind of, not so much as the exact same thing every day, but I like to eat kind of similar foods and kind of little habits like that. But, then show up to the rink a couple hours early and try to prepare for the game and, yeah, just being ready with a nice coffee on my side.
You kind of mentioned a little bit about food there. What's kind of the, I guess, go-to pregame meal for you that you'd like to go for?
I like just some chicken and some rice, and I guess a little salad or some cooked vegetables is usually my go-to. Makes me feel the best in my mind anyway. Vary from people to people.
Yeah, we'll certainly look forward to seeing what else you can do out there this season. Nolan Yaremko, thanks for joining us here today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.